KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. I always take little notes as we're talking about various things, and I don't think people quite understand the motivation of abortionists.
Mm-hmm.
It is 100% money.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not even thorough health care. Based on what you're telling me, you guys do a thorough checkup and you do an ultrasound and you are able to tell how far along someone is in their pregnancy. And those are not typically things that an abortion clinic will provide. Is that true?
We, just to be clear, CareNet has licensed doctors.
Yeah.
Registered nurses, licensed sonographers. We have some are volunteers and some are on staff. So we have professional medical staffing at CareNet. So when people, the narrative says we are a fake clinic, that is untrue.
And you're not giving somebody a partial exam, right?
No, we are giving them. When you say an exam, we are giving them a pregnancy test. We are giving them an ultrasound. Our nurses are assessing them. They are seeing the well-being of her, her health, and we give her prenatal vitamins. Mm-hmm. And we partner with doctors, OB doctors, that if she does not have an OB doctor, we have doctors that we refer her to one of our doctors.
There may be people that are afraid to have a baby because they may be at a poverty level.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also providing services for those people as well.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
And I don't think people know that. They think this is just going to be more expensive and put me in the hole for the rest of my life, and that's not really the case.
No, mm-hmm. We are 100% free, mm-hmm. No cost to her.
We don't ask for insurance. We don't run insurance. That's not even a conversation that comes up.
What is the experience you would like a woman from all walks of life to have when they come to CareNet? Mm.
The experience we want her to have is a caring, compassionate, professional, loving, accepting, educated. Mm-hmm. We want her to come in and with all her doubts, fears, frustrations, you name it. And we want her to leave with a sense of peace and understanding of what she has just found out, that she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And we want her to know that she is loved and that we're not just going to say, oh, your pregnancy is positive. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day.
Are there a lot of times where if it's an unmarried couple that the dads are participating? Is that common?
We actually go through waves of that, Jim. There are months where there's a high presence of males that come in. And then there's months where we see no men coming with her.
And there's always a man involved.
Always. And so that when the father comes, so we always ask, who is coming with you to your appointment? We never want to assume, is it your husband? Is it your boyfriend? We just say, who is coming with you? And when they say, oh, well, my boyfriend, my husband, my friend, or whatever, when we know that there is a male that's coming, we have our fatherhood coaches ready for that appointment. And so when he shows up, there is a coach, a fatherhood coach that comes and starts talking to him. So now she's getting taken care of, and he's also getting taken care of. So we want the men to also have that support, that the same support that we're giving her, we want to give him that support as well. Because it's an impact. it impacts her life in a very personal level. Of course, they're having a child together. Or we've also had partners that are friends of the gal or a friend of the gal, and he just wants to be supportive to her. And like, how is he going to be able to support her? It's not his girlfriend. It's just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So then we give him the tools. We have no idea if it's preparing him for the future, for his own family, or we have no idea. God knows. So we are being obedient. What he's called us to do is to equip the people that come through our doors.
Where is New Mexico as a state in terms of abortions nationally?
I have it pulled up right here, Jim. And New Mexico leads the nation with the highest percentage of late-term abortions. And so a lot of people have heard the term that New Mexico is the late-term abortion capital of the country, which is unfortunate. But it's now one of 17 states that currently uses state tax dollars to fully fund abortions, going back to what you were mentioning earlier. So women who have Medicaid in New Mexico, the statistics show that 1,786 abortions were paid for in New Mexico by Medicaid, costing taxpayers over $1.1 million. And that is since 2019. COVID really did a number, especially in our state. And so the national statistics haven't been published since 2019. But as of 2019, those are some statistics and numbers. So New Mexico is still up there with the late-term abortion.
What assistance is available? And I know you have partners mm-hmm. that help you with some of this. What assistance is available to someone that decides to keep their baby? And the baby's born.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of... I have five children, so I
know. You understand.
I understand the expense. So, yeah, it's not cheap to have a child.
Right. The kind of like a catch-22 in our state. Our state is very much a... federally funded state when it comes to helping families.
Yeah, a lot of welfare.
Lots of welfare. So there really is no excuse in our state because there are so many different resources out there for families if they are needing help when it comes to, you know, children. But we partner and then that's the one thing that we really focus on is we focus on unplanned pregnancies. Outside of that scope, we provide her resources to various programs around the state. When they choose to have their baby, we walk alongside of them until their baby is 3 years old currently. After that baby ages out, we provide her resources for other programs and other organizations that will help her to pick up after 3 years old. And so there's various partnerships that we have throughout the community. I know we have lists of adoption agencies that we refer out to. We want to make sure that we do our due diligence because we are Christ-centered organization. And so we don't just refer out to whoever. We want to make sure that we are referring these women and families out to very reputable organizations that will help them continue to provide, you know, various resources for them to ensure the success of, you know.
And we're always looking for partnerships.
Always.
So one of the newest partnerships that we're working with is Grand Canyon University for our clients. And so that's been in the works where we'll get to be able to offer something to our clients. And so we not only, as we talked about earlier, when that life kind of stops when she finds out that she's having a baby, we want to make sure that she knows that that's not true.
Yeah. And share, I know you have some success stories, women that have had a child, continued in school, their career, child's well taken care of. Talk to us about some of that.
Yeah, we've had women that have decided to move forward with their pregnancy and have gone through school, and baby is fine. Sure, one of the gals is like, it's more work, absolutely, but I would not change anything about it.
And I can attest to this, Paula. When we're out in the community, how many times do we have women?
Oh my goodness, come up to us and say, I went to CareNet 10 years ago.
And this is my daughter. This is my son. Yeah.
I went to CareNet 19 years ago and I do not regret one bit of it. I went to CareNet, one of them was at a church outreach, and she says, and this is my baby. And because of my baby, I am drug free. Mm. Like, it changes their life. And it's the best, one of the greatest little blurbs that we love to say is, one of the best things in life come unplanned. Mm. And it's true, because our children are a blessing to us. And sure, it changes everything in life, but it's for the better. It's for, sure, it's not always what...
It's not going to be easy, but
no, but it challenges us to be a better person, mm-hmm. you know, and to trust the Lord. And I know most of the clients that we see are not believers. We should know better as believers not to be judging people.
Yeah.
Have you seen people, though, that you've been able to care for? And I kind of think of what James says in the first chapter of James, where he talks about meeting the physical needs of people and mm-hmm. not just say, hey, God bless you and have a great day, mm-hmm. but to actually meet their needs, provide food.
You mean like be
clothing.
A Samaritan?
Exactly. Well, actually take care of them. Have you seen people come to faith through that love?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We want to share the gospel. If anything, it is one of our... again, 100 permission based, but we can do nothing aside from the Lord. We know that to be true. So when clients give us an opportunity to be able to share our faith with them, more times than not, they will allow us to share that faith. And there have been salvations through us sharing the gospel with our clients.
And we'll Absolutely. Ask them at the appointments, maybe pray with you. Mm. And 9 times out of 10, it's a yes. Mm. And it just in one of our centers a couple weeks ago, a gal came in and she's under doctor's care. That's awesome. She came to us at the beginning, found out she was pregnant, and then got a call, you know, saying that there might be something wrong with her baby. And she literally walked in to the center and said, can somebody just pray with me? Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that she knew that she can go to CareNet
that
and ask.
CareNet was literally a place of refuge for her.
Well, I like the fact, too, that you are connected to churches mm-hmm. and all, you know, churches. I know you've done a number of events out at Legacy Church. I know you've done things Absolutely. At Calvary. I know you've done a lot of things at smaller churches. And so that's really important, because you're really reaching out to the faith community. And it sounds like they're responding.
Yeah.
In a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to come back and talk more about CareNet Centers of Albuquerque. Paula Gonzalez is the executive director, and Jennifer Ward is the community outreach director. We'll have these two ladies until 2 o'clock, so I hope you'll stay with us. We're back on ABQ Connect, and I just noticed on my notes that I put Paul Gonzalez. And it's Paula Gonzalez. Sorry,
I didn't
Paula.
Even.
I'm blowing it here. I'm blowing it here.
No, you're not.
I'm not typing well. Jennifer Ward is the community outreach director. Paula's the executive director. Paula, I've been interviewing you since you took that position.
I know.
How long has it been?
I am on my fourth year.
Fourth year.
Fourth year as the executive director. So 5 years, going in my fifth year as an employee of CareNet.
Are there enough victories
that
you guys are
There are.
Happy?
Absolutely. There are victories. It's so amazing how God, when we are weary about whether it's news or the government or things that just are happening in general in the abortion industry, God so graciously says, here you go. let me give you a bit of encouragement. And it's whether a gal came in at the center and was in desperation of help, and she left encouraged and wanting to move forward with her pregnancy. And there are times where that's not the case. There's a time where she comes in and moves forward with not having, you know, moving forward with her pregnancy. And then there's some that will come and want to move forward with their pregnancy. And then a few weeks later, we find out that she terminated the pregnancy. And those are hard things to...
And there's reasons for that we kind of addressed early on.
Yes.
There may be coming pressure from even their loved ones.
There is, right. Absolutely. But the victories of generations being saved is so refreshing to be able, like we said earlier, when we go out in the communities and we have people come up to us and say, thank you. Thank you for being there for us.
What are the immediate needs? I mean, do you have more clients than you can handle, or are the resources being drained? Can you use financial help, more volunteers? Do you have any job openings that we need to people know about?
We actually,
all of the above.
Yes. Yes. So when it comes to volunteers, we're always in need of volunteers. And I think this is where...
Are your volunteers, do they need to be perfect Christians that have never done anything wrong, as well as your employees?
No, but we do want people that are called to the ministry. Mm-hmm. That there's a difference between that.
I was being facetious.
I know you were.
Because you know, Jennifer's already said, look, you know, I'm post-abortive. I went through this, the emotions and all of those things that went with it. And sounds to me like you've been able to just trust God's forgiveness.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
And you've been, here's a quote from you. I grabbed this from you a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And you said, let me grab it here. You said, God turned my mess into my message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because you are a mess. I mean, it. To answer your question, Jim, it's amazing to see our volunteers come in and our staff. And when someone is truly called to this ministry, because we've had people that have worked in the ministry, right, mm-hmm. before. Mm-hmm. But when they work in this ministry, they're like, oh my gosh, they're expecting the church doors to swing open, the business doors to swing open, everybody to invite us. And that's not the case.
Mm-hmm. No.
And yes, there are a lot of churches that get involved, but we have been told by many churches that they don't want to get political. And so people, when they are volunteering or working for CareNet, say, I can't believe this. And you got to believe it, because people are afraid to get involved. And so one thing that we always say at CareNet is we don't want to just fill a volunteer or staff position with a warm body. We do want to ensure that they are called, because it's like nothing else you've ever been in. It is a battlefield. And it is very tough. And it's incredible to see when God brings somebody that is called to the ministry.
It seems intimidating, doesn't it?
I mean, it does.
I'm listening.
It does. But by the same token, it's so incredible, because you're right, Paula. We could fill warm bodies all day long. We could have double the volunteers. But if you're not called, and when I say this, there are so many people that I know God is nudging them. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to get to. God is nudging them, because when they come, they're like, man, I've really wanted to do this. I just didn't know where to start. Or
I think sometimes the enemy tells people
absolutely.
Like that, you're not qualified.
Exactly.
Don't listen to that.
So what I was going to say is, I often tell the staff and everybody that now that I'm, you know, since I've been in CareNet, if you don't ask, it's always going to be a no. Okay. So if we don't try or step out in faith and say, okay, Lord, if this is, if it's from you, then I'm going to go ahead and move it. And isn't God so faithful all the time to close doors no man can open and open doors no man can shut? And so that is my encouragement to those that are listening, is that if you have, if you want to get involved in some way, shape, or form, whether it's financially, volunteer, employment, take a step of faith, because there is more times than not, Jim, that the enemy will put doubt in our minds and say, do you really think? Should you?
Yeah.
Because the minute, I mean, we're talking about life, life or death. And life is precious, and God is the giver of life. And that is being, that is under attack today. And it was yesterday, and it's been for a while, because God is the giver of life and the enemy doesn't want that. And so when we go through these, to take that step of faith and say, Lord, I'm gonna be obedient to you.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is the Lord's. So we do have employment opportunities. There is a part-time position for front desk receptionist in Los Lunas, CareNet Center. There is a position for a registered nurse, full-time or part-time. And if you have OB experience as a registered nurse, that's preferable, not necessarily, but it is good to have that background. And then, of course, volunteers. We're looking for sidewalk advocates. Sidewalk advocates to stand outside the abortion facility to help her in a very compassionate way, to give us an opportunity to speak to her. We also need men in the ministry. They are important. And of course, we are always looking for volunteers in our centers to be client advocates. We train you, we equip you. And again, it's taking that step of faith. And if it's not what you thought it was, it's okay. It's Absolutely. Okay for you to say, you know what, maybe financially I can do that, or pray for the ministry.
You guys have a board of directors.
We do.
And so I'm sure that when somebody gives financially, there's quite a bit of oversight.
Absolutely.
I'd never been part of a ministry before I came to CareNet, but man, what an incredible board we have. And something else that we are not required to do, but we do it as an organization to be above reproach, is audit. We have an auditor that we hire that comes in every single year and makes sure that our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed. And that is something that allows us to sleep at night.
We are also affiliated with
ECFA.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, we are affiliated with CareNet Nationals. We have put these measures in place to protect us, to protect our integrity.
Well, these are questions I'll get probably 4 or 5 emails after this program, and people will say, how well do you know these people? How long have they been on the air? And I can say legitimately, I've been interviewing people from CareNet for the 7 years I've been on the air here.
Yeah. Wow.
And you may recall this, Paul, a couple years ago, we're on the air. We get a call.
Yes.
And a guy makes a $10,000 donation.
Yeah.
Right on the air. And you know, that's kind of stuff that happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't just talk about that big donation. There's a whole bunch of people
Absolutely.
That are going to make $10 donations.
Absolutely.
And those are just as valuable, and maybe in the long run, maybe more valuable, because they come in regularly.
Oh, yes. We are so grateful, from the one penny to the thousands and all in between. We cannot do this without the support of donors that want to partner with the mission and vision of CareNet.
CareNet at abq.org is the website, carenetabq.org, or call 505-814-9232. Thank you for joining ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you once again. Been able to spend the whole week with everybody has been really fun. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have on for the full hour, we'll have our good friend Brian Cochran. Today, we've got our good friends Paula Gonzalez and Jennifer Ward. They are with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And we were just talking before we started today about, I'm so impressed with the non-judgmental, care. When you say care net, you really mean care, don't you, Paula?
Absolutely, yes. We want to come alongside women and men that find themselves in unplanned pregnancies. And we want to educate and educate them on their life-affirming options that they have. So that is why we get to do what we get to do, Jim.
I want to walk through a scenario that you've actually given us in the past. A person, a woman finds out she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. I've actually said in the past, young woman, but that's not necessarily the case now. I mean, there's women
correct
are getting pregnant at various ages. So a woman finds out she's pregnant, and a lot of us think happy as soon as we think that. But many, many people, for various reasons, feel dread and terror and think their life is now, you know, going to be over. So talk to us about how you counsel and talk with women in that situation.
Well, first and foremost, we want women to know that we want to be transparent with what we do at CareNet. And so when she finds herself in a place of fear, desperation, she has no idea what to do in the moment that she finds out that she's pregnant, there's initial reactions that she has. And one of the initial reactions that she has is to have an abortion if she's in a state of despair. She doesn't know what to do. So then she finds CareNet, and CareNet wants to help her through the waters that she's treading and kind of help her calm her down to ask her some series of questions and see what situation she finds herself in. After we assess, you know, and help her answer some of those questions that she may have, or she may not even know what questions to ask, Jim. So we help her to kind of take that crisis that she's facing and kind of let her kind of see the scope of her, the realm of her life, and help her navigate through being educated. And most of the time when we see women coming in, they're afraid, they're scared, they don't know what to do, they don't have the answers. We want to educate her on the options that she has.
Well, let's take a for real example, and let's start with, say, a young woman, maybe a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
She is terrified. She's found out she's pregnant. I'm going to even add more complication to it.
Sure.
I would hope that our faith community would be loving and caring no matter what. But many times people in families, Christian families, might even get more pressure and feel worse about the pregnancy. Obviously, there's some things happened that they shouldn't have done, right?
Right.
But that's not, you're going to love them, as I hope we all would, through stuff like this.
Absolutely. Right. We are a non-judgmental place for her, that at the end of the day, it's ultimately, it's her choice to whatever decision she makes. CareNet is here to walk alongside her and giving her life-affirming options, in addition to if she decides to move forward with terminating the pregnancy, the baby, we have a program for her even after that. So whatever decision she makes, we want her to know that she doesn't have to walk this journey alone, and we want to embrace her with compassion, hope, and help.
Is it common that family members pressure pregnant women into making decisions?
Yes, because they doubt that she's not ready. She's in the middle of going to school. Her career or her schooling will be, it's not, she's not going to be able to. So there's all these negative things that you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't, the you can'ts become so loud in their minds that is really not true. There are so many opportunities for her and him too, because he has a lot of the influence as well, the dad of the baby has a lot of influence in her decision.
Yeah, I want to talk about dad's involvement.
Absolutely.
Because I didn't, you know, I guess I have the idea that maybe if there's a baby conceived and the couple's not married, that somehow the dad doesn't have a role. But you say they do have
a role. And we have clients that have that situation where they have a boyfriend and they get mentored by our program that we have for fathers, and they are there to support her. They may not be married, but you know what? He can support her and come alongside and be a father to the baby.
I love that. So Paula Gonzalez is the executive director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Jennifer Ward is the community outreach director. How does CareNet reach out to the community, Jennifer?
Oh, gosh, there's so many different ways, Jim. So we do a lot of outreach. We partner with churches. We just got off.
You're like on the radio.
I'm like on the radio.
That's an outreach, right? Right?
Absolutely. And we're so thankful for this partnership, by the way. But January was Sanctity of Human Life Month, and we got done as an organization visiting over 26 churches. So you divide and conquer, and we make sure that we go to different congregations and let them know, A, who CareNet is, and B, what resources we offer, and see how they can get involved. And so when people think of getting involved, they automatically think of volunteering, but that's not necessarily the case. We love our volunteers, and yes, we always need more volunteers, but we also have a beautiful group of women who come alongside of us and our prayer committee. And they come every single week and they pray over the ministry, because it is a battleground, what we do, especially in our state. And scripture tells us that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against powers and principalities. And so we are so thankful for them. So prayer warriors are needed. And donors are needed. We're 100% donor funded. And so any chance we get out into the community and let people know who we are, from a volunteer donor perspective, is always appreciated, because we do not get any federal or government funding.
So you're donor funded. Mm-hmm. So again, that's one of the reasons our listeners listen to KLYT, because they're interested in, they've obviously heard you guys before, you're on a regular basis.
Right.
They know what you do, but I know the different scenarios we talk about sometime might really just prick someone's heart and they go, I want to be involved with that.
Right. You never know the season, right?
Talk to us about the services that you provide, because the list is actually quite extensive, and you provide these services for free to your clients.
Completely free. So as Paula was talking, when that gal comes in and she's fearful, right? And the season that she's in, it just feels so dark. When families come, when they come by themselves, we automatically let them know that everything that they receive is completely free and confidential. From her pregnancy test, if it's positive, then her ultrasound is completely free. If she is needing, he or she is needing STI, STD testing, that is free. We offer resources, literally free diapers, wipes, clothing, if they get involved in what's called our Earn While You Learn program. And Earn While You Learn program is so incredible because it equips these men and women, moms and dads, families, because we don't just limit it to mom and dad. If a grandparent wants to join and they are coming alongside of her in this season, they can also get involved in Earn While You Learn. And there's hundreds of classes Earn While You Learn provides to her and him to help them through the parenting, what to expect when you're expecting, all the way to relationship advice. Earn While You Learn and CareNet goes so far as to helping the church equip themselves with how to have these conversations, because that's not always, you know, oh, you're a pastor, you're a church, you already know how to deal with unplanned pregnancies and abortion conversations.
Are people afraid in the Christian church today that if they're found out to be pregnant, they'll be shunned somehow?
Yes.
Oh, that's still a thing?
Yes. That's still a thing. Yes.
What do you want to say to church leadership about that?
Well,
get them.
I will be honest and say that they need to come alongside of pregnancy centers, if not CareNet. We have a plethora of pregnancy centers that they can get involved in. But for CareNet, we offer resources to help the church with these conversations. We have women and men who are equipped and have the educational tools and the resources. We have an amazing program called Making Life Disciples, and that literally gives the church a foundational course to walk this journey with folks who whose families in the church find themselves in unplanned pregnancies. And that's a lot of the time we do see Christian women, Christian girls come in because they do not want to have that conversation with their Christian mom and dad to let them know that A, they have sinned, they had fallen short, they're now disappointment. All these things that come into play, we have an exit survey, and the percentages of Christian girls that come to see us are more than any other denomination.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this. We all fall short.
Absolutely.
We all have sinned. And, you know, it's just funny to me that people would ever take a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, being zealous for the Lord is one thing, but acting like you are no longer a sinner is really a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
And it kind of takes away the love and our care for people. I will say this, when I've blown it, I'm really thankful I couldn't get pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was not a responsible man in many ways for a lot of time in my life. So I think back to that. I've received God's forgiveness. I've talked to people about that. I've tried to be open about that. And I think that we need to take people. I've been so convicted without anybody even lecturing me, right? So you already have the conviction.
Mm-hmm.
You just need people to love you. And that's where CareNet is stepping in.
Yes.
To do that. So you provide pregnancy testing, STD. What's SIS?
STI. It's sexually transmitted infection. Yeah. So STI, STD testing.
So there are communicable diseases that are they on the rise?
Oh, yes. And especially in New Mexico.
And that is particularly detrimental to people because many times those are harming your ability to, and your reproductive system, right? If you don't take care of those, you're really in trouble.
And I mean, a lot of times too, people don't understand or realize why we would offer this particular resource. And just to educate the community a little bit, if she were to go forward with either her pregnancy, right, with the sexually transmitted infection, that could be very detrimental to her and her child. But the flip side of that is if she goes through with an abortion and she has an STI, they're not going to check her for that at the abortion clinic. And that is also very detrimental to her health. And people don't realize that because we've had people ask, why would you, you know, add that in your quote unquote free service, you know, list? Because we truly do care about the health of her. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And so there are so many things that we have, so many reasons that CareNet is such an amazing organization. And yes, I work for CareNet, and of course I'm biased, but the education is really what people need to understand, the why behind what we do and why it's so important. And when we offer these free resources, we want people to know that it is going to such an amazing cause, and they're truly saving lives, moms, dads, babies,
generations.
So yeah. I'm going to struggle maybe with wording this, and this question for both of you.
Yeah.
You are not government funded.
That's correct.
You work on donations from individuals and businesses and other people that believe in your mission and what you do.
Yes.
If that were true for abortionists, Planned Parenthood being one. I know there's all kinds of different, quote, medical organizations that are doing this as a business.
Mm-hmm.
If they were not government funded, would they be in the business?
No.
Why? Because they're making a lot of money, right?
Yeah, there's no money and they're not being supplemented by the government. That's the reality. Mm-hmm. What we do is, and Paula says it so well, she said, we do for pennies what these people do for millions upon millions of dollars. And we are okay with that because God knows exactly what we need and he provides it consistently, what we need, no more, no less. And it's incredible to see God's people share what God has given them and provide it to CareNet month over month for events, you know, things like that. It's incredible. But I'll be honest with you, there is no money in saving lives.
And that's not your motivation.
Absolutely.
And,
not.
And you're serving. Now you do have paid staff and of course there's overhead, but again, you're providing services to your clients for free. So you can go to carenetabq.org and find out how you can become part. You said, Jennifer already said you need volunteers, but you also need financial support if you believe in the cause. I hope as a listener today, you'll think about being part of the ministry. You're not just giving to it. You're part of it. You're a partner.
Absolutely.
When you provide that kind of thing and you allow people to participate and you have reports and do all the things above board that need to be done to show that money's going where it needs to go.
Absolutely.
And nobody's getting rich.
No, not at CareNet. But I'll tell you what.
I'm like, wow.
I'll tell you what. The lives and the testimonies that are being created is more than any money could ever. I mean, there's a lot of us that had really amazing careers before we were called to this ministry. Mm-hmm. And God provides. And
after we have a break, this is the question I'm gonna ask you. I know that just recently, a month or so ago, I'm talking with somebody at a restaurant. It was a nice, cordial conversation, and I let the person know I was a Christian, and we were talking about right to life kind of things. And the person made a bold statement. They said, "You Christians are always focusing on the negative aspects of abortion." This is the exact words. "You always talk about late-term abortions, and those never happen." Hmm. We're going to talk about that when we come back on ABQ Connect. I hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back on ABQ Connect with Paula Gonzalez and Jennifer Ward with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. You have multiple locations to help people. Paula, tell us where those are.
That is correct. We have 5 locations for that are brick and mortar. And then we have our medical mobile unit. Mm. So all our centers have the ability to have the medical services.
And you can go to carenetabq.org to find out exactly where those are located.
Absolutely. Scroll all the way to the bottom.
You even have one in the East Mountains, right?
Yes, that is correct. We have one in Edgewood, in Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, and then one in Albuquerque. We did have a South Valley, but that is no longer open. And then we have our medical mobile unit who parks outside of the abortion facilities.
What about people that are pro-abortion that say especially Christians are always emphasizing something that's not true, like late-term abortions? Do those happen frequently?
Absolutely, they do. Actually, we park at one of the late-term abortion facilities, and they're busy. And I would encourage our local peeps in Albuquerque or surrounding areas, go pass by. It's on on Lomas and I-25. Mm-hmm. And go park on a Monday. Go park on a Tuesday. And see for yourself.
Is it true that CareNet stands on the sidewalk and screams at people in judgmental ways?
No, we do not. That is not our way to reach her. That is not a way to show what we stand by is offering her compassion, hope, and help. We want her to give us an opportunity so that she can be educated and give us an opportunity for her to see how far along she is. And because we know statistics show that 80% of the time when she sees her ultrasound, she will end up choosing life.
And that's not a manipulation.
No,
that's
that is not.
That's just giving information.
That is giving information that she has not had thus far.
So that way she can truly make an empowered choice.
So what is there like a salesperson for Planned Parenthood that talks you into an abortion?
No. I believe that when we see, what we see is that when a woman calls the abortion facility, they're giving her misinformation and they are prying on her fear. And so I think that, not I think, I know, as we've seen, women are not able to see their ultrasounds. They want to, in their, however they proceed and you know, speak with a woman, they are trying to shelter her for the, for whatever reason they think that they're going to shelter her. But the ramifications of an abortion are long term. It just doesn't happen when she has the abortion. This is a lifelong term of distress, anxiety, fear, depression, and the potential of the ability of not being able to have more children.
When you say abortion, I think of surgery, you know, where they're basically very invasively going into the uterus, taking the child out, sometimes dismembering them. I mean, there's all kinds of awful pictures.
Yeah.
But the most common abortions today are the abortion pill.
That is correct.
And that wasn't around. It hasn't been around for very long. I mean, comparatively, is it 10 years or longer, do you think?
So it's been around for a while. However, it didn't become so, what do you call it?
Taboo.
Upfront.
Yeah.
Since 2020. And in 2020, they really wanted to kind of surpass the ability for a woman to go see her doctor and be under the medical care, doctor's medical care, and be given the abortion pill. Now it could be mailed out. She can go online and look it up, and it'll mail it straight to her house, and her home becomes the abortion facility.
Mm-hmm. So I have a whole bunch of questions about that pill. But before I do that, have you had anyone, it's possible to reverse that.
Absolutely.
If you've taken the first pill.
Mm-hmm.
So has anyone shared with you or your team why they chose to reverse the morning after or the abortion pill?
So it's the abortion pill. The morning after pill is different.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
So the abortion pill, yes, we partner up with the abortion pill reversal hotline. And when she takes that first pill, there's an immediate regret of what she's doing. Almost like, what did I just do? Mm-hmm. Obviously. And that's when she starts searching, like, is there any way to reverse it? And they come across the hotline, and the abortion pill reversal hotline has partnered up with us, and they call us. So they will call our nurse, our registered nurse, and that nurse will then speak to the client and assess her situation, and then we prescribe the reversal.
The reversal. Have these same clients told you, after talking with CareNet and getting different information, that the abortion clinics are not sharing accurate information?
They have shared that they don't ask them anything. They don't ask them how far along they are. They don't ask them, is she under physician's care? They ask very minimal, name, last name, address. So really, they're not doing what they say they're doing.
So, you know, I've been a believer for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a sinner for longer. I remember in work, you know, I don't want my former customers to freak out about this, but I used to be a construction lender. So I didn't give them wrong information, but I used what I would justify or rationalize at the time was strategic omission.
Right.
I now know that was lying.
Right.
So when you don't tell somebody something on purpose, that's still lying.
You're withholding information.
You're withholding information.
Yes.
So
Important information for the well-being of your health.
Well, and I want to share that because people need to, you know, there's a lot of emotions with this.
Absolutely.
And emotions sometimes make it so we don't think clearly. Mm-hmm. So CareNet's going to calm the storm.
Yep.
But you're not going to manipulate people.
Absolutely not.
You're just giving them information.
We are 100% permission-based, Jim.
As many times as I've interviewed both of you, I've never read your blog. Wow, what cool information. It's by topic.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question about terminating a pregnancy, you can go to this for free. Okay, it's CareNet, CareNetABQ.org. Mm-hmm. Click on the blog page and you will see specific topics.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that tool for people.
Goodness. So our blogs, you mean?
Yes.
Anytime a supporter, our website is full of being educated. So if you want to be educated on what is out there and what CareNet does, that is a great, that is one of the best tools that we have for women nowadays seeking, you know, they're always on their phone.
Well, let's use a specific example, the abortion pill.
Yes.
You have a whole segment about it.
Yes.
And I noticed that people with the experience, and this is something else that's fascinating. I've known this for a long time, and I really like it. You have a lot of volunteers, maybe even staff people, that have had an abortion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they know.
Mm-hmm.
They know about the emotions 10 years later
mm-hmm.
and the guilt. And these are things that they describe, and they've come on this show. I know Virginia, I know she mm-hmm. was really powerful
yeah.
coming and talking about this kind of stuff. And that's not something. You will talk about consequences
absolutely.
And things they think about. Here's the other thing that's really amazing. One of your programs is you have a post-abortion care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say somebody comes and talks to you. They still decide to terminate a pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't tell them to hit the road.
No.
Absolutely not. We encourage them to call us and provide our morning. It's called Morning to Joy. And we want them to come back and we want them to understand that we're going to love them through whatever decision that they make. And so I think I've shared this with you, Jim, I'm also post-abortive and you do get to share a perspective of what life is like after you have an abortion or when, you know, you are ready to start your own family and your plans aren't panning out the same way or the trauma or didn't realize that the promiscuity after or the alcohol addictions or drug addictions stem from something like an abortion because you don't know how to process through those feelings of guilt and grief and everything else that comes with it, right? And so when we meet with these gals, we are 100% honest with them. And before I became a staff member, I was a volunteer. And when I would share my own personal stories, and again, we're permission-based, as Paula said. So when you would ask a gal who you could see in her body language and just everything that she was talking about, her struggle, and I would say, listen, I have a 25-year-old who is amazing and growing, and I have what would have been a 22-year-old. And I don't ever regret my 25-year-old because he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard. And yes, I was young and all of these things, right? And life had to be put on hold or certain things had to be in life had to be put on hold. But you don't regret that. You just continue living and you know, growing as life goes on. But the abortion, you always regret.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, and it's not your identity because as believers, we know our identity is in Christ, but we want them to know that at the end of the day, whatever their choice is, we are going to love them and we're going to show them compassion, hope, and help regardless of the choice that they make. And I will tell you, there's even what you asked me earlier about outreach. We don't just do churches. I go out into the world. And I do a lot of outreaches with city and state and county and partnerships with other organizations out there. And when they hear of this program, Jim, we could offer all the free diapers and wipes and they're blown away with that. But when we tell them about this, right?
That every time we tell them about our post-abortive care, they are shocked. They say, I had no idea that there was such a thing. And so that's something that
even counselors that we talk to, that
I mean, from every spectrum.
Yeah.
From the most conservative or biblical to the most, you name it, from all spectrums of that we've had counselors say, I had no idea that you guys offered that. And so that's powerful when somebody in our community that is a counselor had no idea that there's, because they see clients, they have patients that are post-abortive and they don't know how to get over the trauma. The other, I wanted to share something, Jim, in regards to women that come to the center, you know, to our CareNet and then do decide to move forward with the abortion. We've had a gal, I mean, there's always stories, right? We've had a gal that has come and came to CareNet, decided to move forward, and then brings her friend because her friend is contemplating. And just her heart that she wants better for her friend was enough for us to be able to, it's almost those nuggets that the Lord says, you're doing what I've called you to do, keep doing it, because this is the result of why you do what you do. Mm-hmm. And the fact that this young lady, or lady in general, mm-hmm. Was able to share the services that CareNet offers and bring her friend after she had already come.
Mm-hmm. And had an abortion. She went through with her abortion, but she didn't want her friend to, she wanted her friend to have a choice.
Right. And so she said, you know, for her, she regretted that decision, but she didn't want her friend to regret the decision that she was contemplating. And so the fact that she was able to come, that's powerful in itself. And that's just one of
so many.
Well, and that's why I started the questioning today the way I did, is I wanted to talk about how families mm-hmm. and Christian parents sometimes are contributing to the problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're approaching it from, oh, you've blown it. You're a terrible sinner. You shouldn't have done this. Well, they already know that.
Right.
They already know that. And so if you love them through it, mm-hmm. then they have the blessing of having the child. Maybe the child's adopted. Maybe they choose to raise it. I mean, there's all kinds of options that point. And so when we come back from this next break, we're going to talk about what are the options if you decide to keep your child. Mm-hmm. We'll be back on ABQ Connect. We're talking with Paula Gonzalez and Jennifer Ward from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. We'll be right back.